Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 18th of April, and right now it's partly cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says clear in the morning, then partly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from low 28 to high 35, with a heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. It will be windy, with southerly winds at 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy, with winds again from the south at 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 76 and will drop on 61% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 46%. Earth Day is a day that is intended to inspire awareness and appreciation for the Earth's natural environment and was first held on the spring equinox, April 22nd in 1970. Earth Day is now coordinated globally by Earth Day networks and is celebrated in more than 192 countries, and the network covers 90,000 organizations. It is celebrated by many communities with activities focused on environmental issues and activism awareness campaigns and education. This year is the 43rd Earth Day. An Earth Day's proclamation was issued in San Francisco in 1971 and signed by UN Secretary General U Thant, and his message on that day still rings true. May there be only peaceful and cheerful Earth days to come for our beautiful spaceship Earth, as it continues to spin and circle in frigid space with its warm and fragile cargo of animate life. And following is the interview with Emma White from our Anon farm, inviting the community to join them on Sunday 21st at 4:30 p.m. for the Earth Day celebrations. Emma White?
Yes, speaking.
Yeah, good morning. You would like to share with the community something about the Earth Day, and you, as far as I know, you prepare something for the Sunday in our honor, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you tell us? Hello? Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Basically, you know, on this coming Earth Day, on the 24th of April 2013 at our Anam, we wanted to give an introductory of our Anam and its activities at our on this Earth Day, mm-hmm. to the people and to everybody who is interested in it. That is one thing. Mm-hmm. And secondly, we would like to definitely, you know, give a moment or take this moment as a chance for everyone to come and have a walk at our Anam farm.
So to get to know the community better, yeah?
Yeah, to get to know the place, what is happening, mm-hmm. What is the situation, what is the future plan. You know, these are the main things that I would like to convey on that day, basically. Mm-hmm. And the main idea is that at 4:30 we'll have a walk, and then after that there will be a talk, mm-hmm. and then there will be an eco-food dinner where mm-hmm. people also can come and, you know, donate if they feel like, or if not, then pretty much it's like, you know, where they can just come and enjoy, basically. Mm-hmm. And after dinner, the idea was actually where people can just come and give or tell them they have whatever they wanted to come and perform. It's like I just call it a party where everyone can come and bring back their gifts, or in a way where we all can enjoy together. That was the kind of the idea behind. It could be from arts, crafts, to painting, to music, to any from comedian to any, you know, any kind of performance.
So it would be, if I understand correctly, that would be, after dinner would be kind of open stage, yeah?
Yeah, open uh-huh. space for all to nice. Come together and enjoy the art together in where what we can give, basically, from what we can give. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's okay. Sharing whatever you can and whatever you can receive. But
yeah, exactly.
Tell me, what is the main crop of our Anan? Because our Anan is a farm, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, this is exactly something a lot of people also doesn't know, that, and that's why also I took this opportunity mm-hmm. on this Earth Day to explain our history, mm-hmm. present situation, and the future activities plan that we have. So that will also become, it will give also a clearer idea on what our Anam is, basically. And mm-hmm. I believe that there is not so many people who has any idea either on our activities or either on what is exactly happening on the land situation as well, you know?
Yeah,
true. And what kind of problem we are facing and what kind of, you know, I just wanted to address partly also on that day about the situation of the land in general.
Mm-hmm.
And also, yeah, because it link whether we, it basically it's pretty much linked, you know, because we are sitting on the land where we are doing something, where we are working on it, then you know, definitely we are linked, you know, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and so you have a feeling that the most of the members of community doesn't not even know, they are not aware what you're doing, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
How many residents the community got?
Basically, you know, the farm was started as an organic cashew demonstration farm,
mm-hmm.
To see how sustainable it can be to go organic, to grow organically, basically. You know, that was the main idea.
Mm-hmm.
And our aims and objectives are always to become self-sustained. Mm-hmm. Sustainability is something that we work upon and we don't have, there is no community base at our Anam at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I'm the only resident here, and we have our units where we pack our food product,
mm-hmm.
because our Anam is also into trading of organic food product from 1998-99 onwards.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this is the main activities what is happening here at the moment. And the cafe, we call it, as part of the activities of our Anam, it is called Kipak Farmers Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah.
Okay. More we will hear on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah, more will come on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And this is just an idea on where we tap in the opportunity of our day,
mm-hmm.
because the thing that we do here and the kind of program and future plan that we have here is pretty much connected to it. And as we would like to have our Anam as an eco business center, mm-hmm. a living and an information center. And as our Anam is always an experimental site as well as a demonstration site, so we would like to go along that line and add our activities along that line, basically.
Yeah.
And
let's just, for the listeners, can you explain how to get there? Because you are situated outside of, in the green belt, outside of Eda and Giovanadi village, opposite of our orchard, yeah?
Yeah.
So, what is the easiest way to get to you?
Okay, the easiest way is people who are coming from the ECR, they from the ECR or from down Quilapalayam area,
mm-hmm.
they can take the pretty straight tar road which is connecting to this visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of turning towards the visitor center in Eda and Chavadi village, they take the straight tar road towards Sindivanam Highway.
Yeah.
And we are situated at next to Dayakara, opposite our orchard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, it's quite easy. It's about 2.5 kilometers from the turning point from visitors from Eda and Chavadi towards visitor center, basically.
Okay.
True visitor center, yeah.
Thank you so much for today, and see you on Sunday. Besides this one, the weekend will be packed all the way to Monday night with events all connected to the Earth Day celebration. At Cinema Paradiso, movies are already going on since Tuesday. On Saturday, we can hear the TED Talks connected to ecology in a conference room in Town Hall, starting at 9:30 all the way to the lunch. And at Sula Kitchen, at 10 o'clock starts the free market, where everybody can bring what you want to give. At 4 p.m. would be cycle path exploration with Peter. And at 4:30 p.m., also on Saturday, medicinal plant educational tour on Sapne Farm. And later on at Terrasol in Vindara Farm will be potluck dinner, where we're supposed to bring all the food we want to share and exchange with the other members of the community, with the earth healing ceremony at sunset and following with the live music and dancing. On Sunday, we can start the morning with a forest walk through Bliss and Minati from 8 to 10 a.m. And it will continue with the eco challenges with community kitchen gardens at Kalabumi and Kailash from 10:30 to lunch. After that, at 4:30 is a farm tour and dinner and music in Aro Anan farm. And later on, Lirit meteor shower viewing from Kalpana satellite. On Monday, Kotakarai Children's Garden inauguration from 9 a.m. and street cleaning and sign painting at visiting center. And the afternoon at 6 p.m. in beneath the banyan tree in Matri Mandir would be Global Earth Day meditation. During the weekend, there's going to be also the filming of Auroville Earth Day Harlem Shake, Tree Lover Shake, Kitchen Garden Shake, Waste Collecting Shake, and something more maybe. This Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga, we are invited to a concert, a musical pictorial concert, which would be Chapman Stick Reverse Painting Tablas and Saxophone by Jackie, Anaka, Manoj and Matt. Jackie with his Chapman Sticks has been visiting us last few years, so many might still remember his previous concerts. And on Monday 22nd, also in Pitanga at 7:30 p.m., we are welcomed to a book event, Blood, Sweat and Tears, a debut novel by young Chennai author Arya Rajam. This is a tale of an aspiring ballerina chasing her dreams between Chennai and Moscow. Arya will be in a conversation with Grace, and selection from the book will be read by Anu and Jill. The Land Matters Task Force, which is a subgroup task force of the AFMC, is in charge of work for land exchange in Auroville. Right now, a major land exchange is being considered involving 128 acres presently controlled by the Rajaswami around the Women's College in the Greenbelt, in the zone around Samriddhi, Auro Green and Fertile. Numerous options have been explored, but unfortunately, the only current possibility seems to include two Auroville communities. The residents of these communities have had the feeling to be pressurized into this land deal. The Land Matters Task Force would like to express their understanding that the situation of these residents is a difficult one and is fully aware of the stress involved. The Land Matters Task Force would like to ask all Aurovillians to support the residents of these communities and not to add any pressure. On Thursday 25th at 5 p.m. at Mark's Coffee Shop at Visitor Centers, we can listen again to Troubadours and Friends, who will share with us their poems, and we can also listen them with notes around us. And we are going to listen to poetry in English, French, Italian, German, Spanish, Korean, Chinese and Russian. For next weekend, Friday and Saturday, April 26 and 27 at 7 p.m. at La School Amphitheater, we are warmly invited to a performance of Much Ado About Nothing, performed by the students of La School, and that will be an evening of Shakespeare's Under the Stars. Free Store informs us that this summer they will be open from 1st of May onward only on Monday, Wednesday and Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. They will come back to their regular timings from July. Also, they would like to remind us again that Free Store is an exchange place and not a dump, and they are asking us to bring our things in good condition and for the tailoring to bring our clothes washed. And Vidya and Anne from Tailoring Session informs us that due to a very difficult situation with absence of tailors and lots of orders from our Aurovillians, they are obliged to announce that no order will be taken for the full month of May, to be able to finish all the pending work. They will start again Saturday 1st of June. And they are sorry for the inconvenience. Last week, Auroville Cabs have celebrated 4th anniversary and they give a special prize offers as follows to all Aurovillians and newcomers on 24th of April only. And that special offer goes for Chennai trips, all trips on this day, non-AC or AC, Chennai Airport drop and pickup for 1,500 to 1,700 rupees. And Pondicherry trips, total 4 trips only, Auroville to Pondicherry drop and pickup fully free. We should remember that due to the only limited trips to Pondicherry town, they request people to share with others, instead one person use the offer. For booking, we should contact 262-3200 or 262-3201. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, they will screen tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Shaka Proshaka, Branches of the Tree, directed by Satyajit Raj and was made in India in 1990. At the Ecofilm Club in Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see Big Boys Go Bananas, which was made in 2011 and directed by Frederick Gerton. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, an Ecofilm Fest is going on, and today at 8 p.m., we can see various documentaries And today would be Daily Axe and Water Voices from Philippines, made in 2012-2013. Tomorrow they will screen Waking Up and We the Tiny House People, documentaries made in USA in 2012. And on Saturday, documentaries from Germany, A Thousand Suns and the Fourth Revolution, Energy. And they were made in 2010 by writer and director Carl Fechner. At Children's Eco Film Fest on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., there was green animation, Full Circle and Daily Safari, which were made in 2012 in India by writer and director Nikhil Advani. And later on at 8 p.m. we can see The Plastic Cow and Green Gold. Those were made in USA in 2012 by director John DeLieu. On Sunday, 6:30 p.m., Savitri Bhavan will join two celebrations for the Earth Day with the film The Yoga of the Earth, with the mother's comments on passages from the beginning of Savitri and illustrated by Huta. And the mother wrote, "To do yoga, one of the most important things to achieve is to get rid of all attachments to the past. Let the past be past and concentrate only on the progress you want to make and the surrender to the divine you have to achieve. My blessings and help are always with you." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.